Ah, good morning. Mr. Rich, isn't it?
That's right. Raymond Rich of ICT Industries.
ICT Industries. Just a moment while I put that on the form.
Mr. Rich said that the name of his company was ICT Industries. So ICT Industries is written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Ah, good morning, Mr. Rich, isn't it?
That's right. Raymond Rich of ICT Industries.
ICT Industries. Just a moment while I put that on the form. Now, you're looking for new office space, is that right?
Yes. Our present lease is due to expire soon, and as the company's expanding anyway, we need to find somewhere to move to.
Do you prefer the suburbs, the city, or a commercial zone on the outskirts?
Well, currently we're in a very pleasant suburb, but as I said, we've outgrown that building, as we've got to move anyway. I think the city centre is where we want to be. Right in the heart of things.
I see. Anywhere in particular?
Yes. Somewhere in the vicinity of the main transport centre, because I have a large staff, and car parking in the city is terribly expensive. I think it would be a good idea if we didn't use our cars at all.
Exactly what size premises are you looking for?
Good question. Something more than the 10,000 square metres we have at present should do it.
Shall we say 12,000 square metres?
That's probably about right. Yes, I think that would meet our needs.
Just how many employees do you have to accommodate?
40 in all, but only 14 will have their own offices. The rest will be in open-plan shared offices.
Oh, I forgot to ask. Do any of your employees have extra requirements? Will we need to consider people with disabilities?
Yes. Actually, there is one in a wheelchair who'll need suitable access and another who can walk just a few paces. She uses a mobility scooter, so we'd need to make sure all facilities, especially toilet facilities, were suitable and accessible, and we'd also need to be either on the ground floor or to find a secure place by the lifts for Mrs. Jackson to park her scooter.
I'll need to keep that in mind when I come up with the property for you to look at. Now, when are you thinking of moving?
Well, our current lease expires in August, so we'd like to have the move completed by then, of course.
Well, there is a very suitable property that I have in mind here in the city, but the owners want a lease signed by the end of this month, May.
Oh, too early, I'm afraid. I'd be ready to sign up by the end of June, though.
Shall we say signed up by the 1st of July and moved by the end of that month?
Definitely.